Hello, I'm Elena Rehuyashvili. I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm working in Red Cross as a mental health and psychosocial support coordinator. When working in emergency or crisis situation, it is important to be aware of two kinds of work-related stress. It's critical incident stress and cumulative stress. Critical incident stress may be caused by exposure to, example, sudden danger to self or others. Whether perceived or real exposure to violent actions or multiple deaths, death of colleague, hostage taking, and direct or indirect threats, or assault of any kind. Cumulative stress may be caused by prolonged exposure to stressful situations, working too much for too long, having to carry out difficult or exhausting tasks, poor preparation and briefing, lack of debriefing and moral support. Some humanitarian workers suffer from stress reactions because they are not able to meet needs of beneficiaries or are facing moral or ethical dilemmas in connection with their work. When suffering from stress, people frequently experience one or more of the following. For example, sleep disturbances, somatic symptoms such as stomach pains, headaches, chest pains, or rapid heartbeat. Also, anxiety or loss of energy. In order to prevent and manage stress, it is important to understand that stress is a normal human reaction to an abnormal situation. In order to facilitate your own coping, identify major stress factors and develop a plan of how to avoid them. Eat healthy foods, for example, or get exercise. Avoid working too much. Talk about your experiences and reactions with colleagues, and maintain contact with friends and finally family at home. The recommendations are provided by Reference Center for Psychosocial Support of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent.